Et bonjour mes amis, bonjour, c'est temps pour une autre édition de notre programme connu comme la tasse de café pour un mercredi matin, yes sir. And it's hard to believe, today is the 25th day of September, and accordant à l'almanach, on est à peu près 3 mois qui vient, 3 months away from ho ho ho, it's hard to believe. Christmas 3 months away. Et bon, we won't talk about that today, though, la tasse de café. Notre programme ce matin est présenté à vous comme un service par Jomard Incorporated, Stiesel Physical Rehab Center, Industrial Supply and Sports, Sooner Auto Salvage, Prairie Plaza, U Storage, Self Storage, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Roy Motors Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana, Sester Young Furniture Appliance and Floor Covering, Blake's Pharmacy, Raiders Insulation Express, Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware, Fontenot Physical Therapy. Et ça, c'est les sponsors qui font possible notre programme. Tous les mercredis matin, ça c'est Mark Lane, Martel Ardouin. Jim Swallow va être ici dans les prochains quelques secondes. And we have Mr. Mike Perron also that's sitting in with us, who's learning the ropes. And we'll be hearing from Mike a little bit later on in our program this morning sur la tasse de café. Et n'oubliez pas, mes amis, les lignes de téléphone ouvertes à 337-363-2 and 2-337-363-2124. C'est notre numéro de phone pour charger avec nous autres ce matin. En anglais ou en français, comme tu veux. And you have the you can listen to our program on either KVPI AM 1050 of the Legend or right here on KVPI FM 92.5. And if you're away from our area, you can certainly listen on our website at kvpionline.com at classichits925.com. Bonjour, Jim.
Bonjour, Mark, et bonjour, Mike. Les affaires après aller bien ce matin avec vous autres?
Yes, sir. Everything's going good.
Okay. I'm trying to find the word of the day. And how about an unusual word? You don't hear this mentioned too often. Linoleum.
Wow.
Linoleum. Comment tu disais ça, man?
I have no clue.
Linoleum.
Oh, Lord.
On a un autre mot pour ça, c'est three letters. And that would be saying the same thing.
I have no idea.
R-U-G.
Un rug?
C'est un rug.
Un rug.
Ouais. Wow.
Un tapis de plancher, you know. But that's what it is, linoleum. And there's still, I'm sure there's still a lot of linoleum rugs around, you know. Probably not as many now as there used to be years ago. I remember in one place in particular, when that north wind was blowing, écoute, les planchers étaient pas sales tout à fait. The north wind was blowing and that rug would be floating, would be, you know, going up and down. Ça se fait, ça c'était longtemps passé.
Chape pas du café sur linoleum.
Non. Non, absolutely pas. All right, so that's our word of the day.
So linoleum, Jim and Mike, c'est la même chose comme un vinyl rug, a vinyl floor?
Oui, well, like an old-time rug, you know, linoleum.
Okay.
Was it like an area rug or was it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was like an area rug. You'd buy it in a roll at the store, furniture store usually, and then bring it home. Unroll it, then you'd have to probably put some chairs on the corners to keep it flat until it eases out, you know? So now we know the word of the day, linoleum, c'est un rug ou un tapis de plancher. Now, the carpet is usually referred to as le tapis de plancher, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, that's our word of the day.
All right, 363-2124, c'est notre numéro de phone. We invite you to give us a call. Pour Charevic, if you have, maybe we can bring up, we want to thank whoever brought these old newspapers, Jim. On a des vieux papiers, les old gazettes and other newspapers from a long time ago. Somebody dropped off several old editions of the Gazette and other papers. And one that caught Mike and I's attention, it's the Bicentennial Edition. It had Jim Swallow on the front page, and I think it was his very last column with the newspaper. So that should bring back some memories,
and,
Jim.
And also we'll mention that Rosemary
yes.
and Keith were also in the same picture.
Exactly.
And look at that. That man had some hair on top of his head at that time.
Absolutely, Mr. Jim. Mark and I were looking at that this morning. Miss Rosemary was taking over your place. Is that right, at the Gazette?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, as the editor.
And Lejeune, I recognize him. Hadn't seen him in many, many years. Is it Lejeune? Oh, Artigo, maybe.
Keith Artigo?
I thought it was Keith Artigo.
It's Artigo. You're right. Yeah. You're correct. Artigo.
And
okay.
He was editor for a while also.
Yes, yes.
You know, I was kind of looking at the address where it was mailed at, and I know, like Mark said, someone just anonymously dropped it off, but Francis Fourier, wasn't he something to do with agriculture?
He was, if I'm not mistaken, a health unit inspector.
Okay.
And I think he worked for the Department of Public Health.
Someone
Francis Fourier. All right, and of course I remember his wife and let's see, a brother-in-law named Harold, who was my classmate. Yeah. Okay.
So we'll have some fun going through those that old Gazette, Jim, and looking at some of the old ads and some of the old stories. So if you want to talk to Mike and talk to Jim and all of us here at KVPI, give us a call here at KVPI 363-2124. And don't forget to remember tonight, we want to invite all of you for the final time, if you can, to join us tonight. It's the one time out of the year where we go and leave the studios and visit with all of you. And it's our annual La Tosta Cafe reunion. It's going to be at the same place that we've had it year after year, at Main Street Pizza and Pub. Starts at 6 o'clock tonight. There's no admission charge, and we're going to thank DJ Rob, who's going to provide the PA system for us. So all of us will have the opportunity to talk and just meet face to face and share some stories and some quants. And one of the highlights, as we mentioned, Jim, will be the immersion kids. The immersion students from Ville Platte and Mamou Elementary, along with their parents, are scheduled to be there, along with their teachers. So we're looking forward to that, too. So we're going to pick up the phone in just a little bit. But first, we're going to hear a very important message from Dr. Jeb Cormier over in Mamou for Stiesel Physical Rehab.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jeb Cormier with Stiesel Physical Rehab Centers. We're located at 704 Pontiana Avenue, Suite C, Mamou, Louisiana. Let me ask you, are you tired of living in chronic pain? Are you tired of living in pain in general? Do you feel like you've tried everything? Do you feel like you've seen every doctor out there and nothing has been able to work or nothing has been able to help you? Then consider giving us a try and let us help you get back to doing what you love doing pain-free. We're not just another chiropractic clinic. We take a different approach to treatment than traditional chiropractic. We're going to spend 1 hour with you on every appointment. The first 30 minutes, we're going to examine you, test you, give you an expert diagnosis, tell you how long it's going to take to fix. We're going to treat you. And then the second 30 minutes, we're going to do active physical therapy to stabilize and mobilize you. We have proven results. We back up all of our data, and we're able to resolve most injuries in about 3 to 6 visits on average. Please give us a call, 337-468-3337.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Jeb. Et c'était Paris.call, Jim?
Mark va prendre un phone call. Bien d'accord. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jim. Jim Bolo.
Hey, good morning to you.
Hey, is that the old newspapers you were going through?
Yeah, somebody brought some old-time newspapers.
I brought them to you.
Oh, you're the one that you. Did. Thank you to Gene and Becky.
You know what? An old friend of mine, Nelson Jack, they call him Red. He's a carpenter.
Uh-huh.
Working on an old house somewhere around Washington, and he found a big old can full of coins, and he found a bunch of old tools and milk cans and those newspapers, and he brought them to me. So what am I going to do with that? So I said, well, I know what I'll do with the papers, so I brought them to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Gene. Appreciate that.
I didn't know what you'd find in them, you know?
I'm looking at the date on this one here. Was Thursday, July 1st of 1976.
'76?
Wow.
That's a long time ago.
76.
So what is that, 47 years ago?
Right, and the Le Raconteur column by Jim Swallow was... it was my last one.
Wow.
In 7 years. So,
I'm glad it got there.
It was an emotional time.
Listen, is Miss Penny coming to the reunion tonight?
Miss Penny?
We would love to see her there.
Because, you know, we had invited her last year.
Uh-huh.
And Becky said she thought she had heard her say something about coming.
Wow, that would be something.
That would be fantastic. If there's any way
she could... We'll see you tonight. We'll be there.
Hey, Gene, this is Mike. Listen, I was just thinking about Miss Penny this morning. I've been here Friday and again Monday and then today, and we hadn't heard from her, so maybe she's on the way here. Maybe. I don't know what's going on, but hopefully she'd be there. I'd be like to put the face with the voice, huh?
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be pretty neat.
Uh-huh.
I'll be there. We'll see you tonight.
All right, Gene. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Mr. Bye-bye. Gene. Thank you, Miss Becky. And give us a call. The lines are back open, 363-2124, 363-2124. We're going to hear a message from Miss Sherry at Industrial Supply and Sport.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sherry from Industrial Supply and Sport, your True Value dealer. This morning, let's talk about hunting season. First comes dove season, then teal, then squirrel, then duck and deer. But let's not forget bow and arrow season, which comes early. Are we ever ready? No. At the last minute, you think hunting license, then ammo, then clothing. Will they fit? Did I gain weight? Where are they? Don't worry. Come see us at Industrial Sports, and we'll take care of all of your needs. We will get you a hunting license while you shop for your ammo and clothing. Our clothing is from Browning. We have pants, shirts, and t-shirts. For the rainy days, we have lacrosse boots, frog talk, and Dutch Harbor rainwear. We are newly remodeled and fully stocked. Come visit, and always remember, respect the law, the game, and the game. Please hunt safely, everyone. Our blessing goes out to our men and women in the military and in blue.
363-2124. And Jim, let's hear a message from you, and then we'll pick up some more calls.
All right, let's talk about Roy Motors in Opelousas, your Chevrolet dealer for over 80 years. And folks, there's a good reason why friends meet there at Roy Motors. You'll find not only the new Chevrolets, but also a fine line of pre-owned automobiles. Customers get genuine, honest help from the folks in the service department and their collision center, too. You can call them today. The phone number is 337-942-9701. Le numéro de phone, 337-942-9701. And you know, their Chevrolet dealership is still located at 929 North Main in Opelousas. You want to get the process started in purchasing a car online? You can go online to roymotors.com and even apply for financing and check their inventory on the website as well. Roy Motors in Opelousas, where friends meet, and there's a good reason. All right, Mark, kidotana.
Jim and Mike and all of our listeners out there, a reminder to visit our Facebook page. We always like to add things, and a lot of our friends like Mike share some great pictures and stories. And I came across this old picture, Jim, a vieux portrait de la Western Auto. How many people remember the Western Auto store? And there were Western Autos everywhere. There was one in Ville Platte. I know there was one in Mamou and elsewhere. And my question to you, how long ago was Western Auto in Ville Platte and in Mamou? How many years ago? And who ran the stores back then?
Some Gidries or Gilries, I'm not sure, Mike.
Well, to say who started them off, Mark, I wouldn't know. But the one here towards the end... Mr. Darrell Wagley from Opelousas, Mr. Wagley's son, owned the Western Auto over here, and his son Ken ran it. And then after that, Leon Fontenot ran it. And then at one time, wasn't it White's maybe? And then, what's his name, Andrus?
There was a White Auto store.
Right.
It was a separate store altogether.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah. There was another one. There was John Andrus's son. I forgot his name right off. Fred, exactly. He ran that one there. But this one here, who opened at the beginning, I really have no idea. But I know Leon and Daryl were the last, towards the end they had it.
And where was it located at?
It was located, let's see, where Sylvan Laverne's at now. And then Evangeline Furniture, I think connected to Evangeline Furniture.
Somewhere on that block, I think.
Right. Good morning, Ms. Becky. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Becky, a prepassé le café. Thank you so much.
Becky's our fairy godmother this morning here.
I put that aside. I do not want to spill that hot coffee.
They sold a little bit of everything. Bicycle was a big thing. Western Flyer, I think, might be one of them they sold, huh, Mr. Jim?
Yeah. Yep, that's right. Yep, they sold a little bit of everything. And we got a phone call on the line right now,
Mon
Jim.
Cheveux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Mr. Jim.
Hey.
Randy Fondo, how y'all doing?
Oh, Randy, we're doing great. How about you?
Oh, it's the same old story. You know, we're getting older every day. It gets a little worse. Sometimes it gets better. You never know what you're going to wake up with.
Go ahead, Randy.
I'm calling about the Western Auto.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Peyton Gilray and Mr. Marvin Gilray are the ones, I think, who opened it. I was pretty young at the time, but I think they're the ones who opened it. And, yes, it was almost right across the street from G.R. Duaz, next to Mr. The furniture man, Mr. Raymond's.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And like I said, I was young. I'm 71 years old, almost 72, and I was a young boy when they were running that. So I'm thinking they probably were the ones who opened it.
I remember the Gilrays very well, and one of them was this, trying to think of the son's name.
Lynn. Yes, they had a son named Lynn. Mr. Peyton, or Mr. Marvin had the son.
I'm trying to remember if he had worked here at KVPI for a short time.
He may have. I kind of forgot that, but it seems to me like he did work for y'all for a little while. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things could you buy over there, Randy?
It was a general merchandise store. You could buy guns. You could buy stuff for the cars, repair things, tires, and it just had a lot of different. It'd be like a hardware store almost.
Uh huh.
Plus, they had the stuff for cars. In those days, you didn't have a whole lot of things for cars, you know, because they were pretty standard.
Uh huh.
Yes. Yeah. And Camille's hollering at me over here. She says that Lynn definitely did work at KVPI. So. You were right about that. Yes, sir.
I thought so. Thanks a lot, Randy and Camille.
Okay, y'all have a good day.
All right, bye-bye now.
Thank you, Randy. Another call, Jim.
Moi, je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
TJ LeBeouf.
Monsieur TJ LeBeouf, là-bas au sud de nous autres. Go ahead, TJ.
They had a Western Flyer store in Eunice, and it was some Vons that ran that. And like the gentleman said, they would do a butcher. It was more like an Ace Hardware or something like that. You know?
Right.
But they were a good account of mine. They were some fine people.
TJ, where was it located in Eunice?
It was located just before you got to the last light at St. Matilda's Catholic Church on the right-hand side on the corner of Beulah and Laurel.
Do you remember who ran it back then?
Beg your pardon?
Do you remember who the people, who are the owners or who managed it?
There was some Vons.
Some Vons, okay.
Vons, and they ran that business. His wife was, him and his wife ran that business as the only two people that were in there, as long as I can remember. I'd go there often. In fact, my oldest son wanted to buy a new bike. And he bought a Western Flyer, and we'd go to the LSU games then with my cap, and don't you think him and my middle son go to the where they run track at with their bikes, and they didn't lock them, and both those bikes were stolen. So I figured since he had worked the summer cutting grass to buy that, my insurance, I filed it against my homeowners, and they paid for one, so he got another bike.
All right, very good.
Yeah, I tried to find out. I went to the police department. Once them bikes left, it was all fini. Y'all know that.
Say bye-bye, banan.
I'm listening to y'all. I'm working in the yard. I've just got a little break. So I said, let me talk about the Western Flyer. It was a nice store. There was some good people that ran that.
TJ, this is Mike. Are you coming with us to meet us tonight?
What we're coming tonight? What is tonight?
Tonight we have our reunion.
The La Tasse de Café reunion tonight.
Tonight? Oh yes, guys! I'm so happy y'all called me. Y'all telling me that?
Yeah, I sat with you last
year. I know. I usually go. I've been doing a lot of little things at the house, and hey, I'm 80 years old. I forget a lot. Right, Jim?
Hey, I've got a couple of years ahead of you, but yes, you're right. We forget a lot.
Mr. Jim, I'm glad to hear your voice, and hey, I was praying for you. I hope it's another long time before we lose the voice of Jim Swallow.
Oh, thank you so much, TJ.
I've been listening to you since it's, God, how long? How long you were there? From the beginning?
I started in 1954, in April of 1954.
Was Jim Duplessis there at that time?
Chris Duplessis was the manager. Mr. Lionel DeVille was the president.
And Chris Duplessis, right.
Chris Duplessis was the manager.
He worked in Eunice, too.
He ran
the one in Eunice, and then moved to Ville Platte.
He did.
Then he moved to Franklin, I think?
Yes, he did. Absolutely. Chris was working. KEUN had just gone on the air a few months before, and then they put on KVPI, and it was the same owners of both radio stations.
There was a guy, the first manager with after Mr. I don't know if Mr. Chris was the manager or what, but
no.
John Chauvin.
John was the first manager.
Yep, you're right.
Okay, but you know what I remember about him? They had boxing back in the days, and St. Ed's were the only one that were boxing.
Uh-huh.
And he was very heavy and play-by-play of boxing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
I think we did it.
I remember we would go. I was kind of a gopher, you know. I was the youngest one, so they'd get me to carry the equipment. In those days, that remote equipment was pretty heavy, and Bootsy Capel was the blow-by-blow man, and of course, there was also Moon Carson would go along, and I would carry their equipment.
Yeah. Okay. And by the way, Saturday I saw Mr. Larry Ollier. I guess you saw him too, Mark.
No, I missed him. He was there
real well, you know.
He
I passed by him, and I had my mind on going somewhere else. And when I passed back, he looked at me. He said, "Talk going to TJ." He said, "I hollered at you, and you never raised your head and look at me." I said, "Mr. Larry, that's how it goes today."
Unobliged.
But he's doing well. He's in a wheelchair, but he's doing well. Now, he was, like you know, he was another one that was heavy and knows the boxing business.
Yes.
Did Ville Platte
about
High box in them days?
How's that?
Did Ville Platte High have a boxing? Yeah, I think they did.
Boxing
I
team.
So.
Yes.
I think so. But I remember that Sacred Heart and Vidrin, and of course, Sacred Heart, Bobby Swallow, was a fairly well-known boxer.
We didn't have that at Eunice High School, just at St. Ed's.
Uh-huh.
And, they had some good ones at St. Ed's. I had one that where I live at today. Shatania. Buddy Shatania was a good boxer. Okay, guys, I talked enough. Let me let you all go and do what I got to need to do.
So thank you.
Have a good day.
See you tonight, TJ.
I sure will.
All right, thank you. And we're going to take a break, Jim. On va écouter notre message pour le Blake's Pharmacy. The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Ville Platte. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatania, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Ville Platte. Phone 363-7497.
Is it my turn? Let's see. Who am I going to talk about while we're waiting for another phone call? How about Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, one of our older sponsors on the show for so many years, and he's still doing some of the most outstanding upholstery work that you could ask for. If you look around and if you were a sofa or love seat or recliner or whatever, just call Gervis, 363-7011. He'll be glad to show you the samples of vinyls and fabrics and so forth, and give you an obligation-free estimate as well. So call Gervis for information, 363-7011. Ça c'est 363-7011. Il peut vous servir en français aussi bien qu'en anglais. Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, 614 East LaSalle. You're coming from the east side of Ville Platte on LaSalle, and you cross Tate Cove Road, and there you are on the left. 614 East LaSalle for Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop.
All right, guys. Mr. Mark just kind of handed everything over to me, so we're going to see what's going to happen here. This is Mike Perrell. I'm kind of training to be like a substitute as Mr. Jim, Mr. Charlie, or Mark, whoever might need, might not be here. I'm going to kind of take over for them. So I'm kind of in training right now. Someone asked me yesterday, they said, well, training, what you got to train? All you got to do is talk. Well, let me tell you something. Like I told Mark, it looks like I'm driving a jet plane here, because you can't go to sleep here.
All those controls.
A lot of controls here. But it's a pleasure to be here with all of you. We appreciate you listening to us. And don't be afraid to call us at 363-2124. We're waiting for your call, okay?
All right. Thank you very much. And, of course, we want to say, Mike, from Fred's on Saturday, has been doing an outstanding job. And, of course, last Saturday, though, it was Cajun Music Festival. So that was the one Saturday of the year when you're not at Fred's. But, of course, Buffy and the gang were all there and ready to serve all the many people who were going in. Do we have anybody on the line? No, nobody on the line. So, Mike, we're going to talk about Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana, providing outstanding, compassionate home care for over 20 years. If your elderly loved one, or if someone in your family is disabled and needs help with daily tasks, but a nursing home is not right for them, in-home care will allow them to continue living independently in familiar surroundings in their home, where they're happy and comfortable. Plus, you can rest easier knowing your loved one is getting the care they deserve. They offer many types of care, making it ideal for families on a budget. Home care can range from a few hours a day to round-the-clock care. Retirement homes are not right for everyone, but that doesn't mean the elderly or disabled, including disabled kids, cannot get the care they need to live safely and comfortably. To learn more about their home care services, give Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana a phone call, 363-1663.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Jim. You know what? We did mention something about the LaTosh reunion tonight, but I also want to mention that the Swamp Pop reunion is having its ninth anniversary. Mark might have mentioned that. I might not have caught it. But anyway, this is going to be Friday. It all starts around 10 o'clock until about 3 o'clock. Absolutely no charge. Come on over and meet your Swamp Pop stars throughout the year. There's going to be a bunch of them there. And you can get autographs and pictures, whatever you might want. Also, the city of Ville Platte, actually the Chamber of Evangeline Chamber, is putting on a garage sale. This is going to start Friday and go on until Saturday. So put that on your calendar, come by and read them. I think another thing that I want to mention, I think early voting starts, is it this Saturday, Mark?
Yes.
This coming Saturday until October the 5th. So you might want to mark that on your calendar also.
All right, Mark, you passed on to me some pictures of the Gazette staff dating to July 1st of 1976.
Do you recognize any of them?
And do I recognize some? Well, I worked with most of those guys for a good while, and I'm looking up there. I see Ivan and Blue and Keith and Miss Lou Ledoux, who was there for so many years back in the days of Mr. Jules Ashlock. And let's see, Peggy, Junior Loney, and Bernadine, Mr. Earl Gardner, Bobby Dardo, and
sporting a beard in that picture, Jim.
Yeah, right. Oh, he was he had the tie and everything, you know. Ramona Loney, Rosemary, and there's some I cannot make out further back there. But anyway, that was in 1976. And right at the very top of this column was, "Here, in fact, may the press forever guard the rights of men, unawed by influence and unbribed by gain." So it says, you know, the Gazette was born at that time. This is 1976. It says, almost 62 years ago, on November 19th, 1914, the Ville Platte Gazette was born. And as Allbirds, it came about through laboring and pains. It was a product of pride in the community, a work of labor and love, with a mingling of sweat and swearing to punctuate the long and laborious hours necessary to put out a newspaper with that rustic equipment of a bygone era. And that's a lot of things. And I see on the left is a big picture of Mr. Earl Gardner. It says 42 years with the Gazette as job printer and former linotype operator. Joined the Gazette staff 42 years ago. That was, it said, the date was January 15th of 1934, to be exact. He was a native of Gaydon. Came to Ville Platte that year after having worked at the old Opelousas Clarion News and the New Era in Eunice. His principal job was a linotype operator after having attended a special school in New Orleans. So, anyway, there's a lot of great stories there in those old newspapers.
Okay, Mr. Jim, looks like we got a phone call. You ready?
Moi je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Mr. Jim.
Good morning.
Isn't where they didn't have a Western Auto on the Tetco Road, but now the name is changed to Napper?
You are absolutely right. In fact, I tell you what, let's see if I can put it together. I forgot the gentleman who opened it, but let's see, Mr. Wendell Fuselier's wife, Fran, it was her brother who opened that.
Jasper Augustine,
absolutely, Mark. That's the one that opened that. He did, and after he closed it, the Lafleurs took over, and it was Western Auto, and they turned it over to Napa, and now it's Car Care. But you're right, exactly right.
Larry Lafleur and Company.
Correct.
All right.
I had forgot
Hi,
about...
Mr. Mike. I mean...
Hi, how are you?
You're wrong.
Yes, ma'am, how are you?
I'm good. Beautiful day, isn't it?
It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Yes, ma'am.
All right. We'll talk later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Okay, Mr. Jim. You know, and I, we were talking about... Was that in 76 you were talking about right here?
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh.
I remember that. I was... You know, I was a young man, but I remember that, like Dewey Thibodeau and a whole bunch of them, they all had beards. You know?
Uh-huh.
They all kind
of... Oh, that was the centennial we're talking about now.
Oh, okay.
The Ville Platte Centennial Celebration.
That was in 70...
You know, and everybody... I tried to grow a beard, but after about 2 or 3 weeks, it seemed like I wanted to scratch my face all the time, so
yeah,
I got rid of it. But a lot of people grew some luxurious-looking beards.
Did they have one for the bicentennial as well, Jim, in 76?
That's the one I'm talking
about. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. He said centennial,
yeah.
Which is
okay. I meant bicentennial.
That, yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Bicentennial,
I remember.
So they all grew beards then, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody looked like Abraham Lincoln around here, I tell you what. Yeah, I remember that very well. But anyway, well,
let's talk about a sponsor right now while we have a chance, and then we'll go to pick up some more phone calls. But if you're 62 years of age or older, handicapped, disabled, regardless of age, and are looking for a nice, quiet place to live, you should consider Prairie Plaza Apartments in Pine Prairie. Their complex offers 1- and 2-bedroom apartments, each with their own outdoor porch space. Each unit is all electric, comes with a stove, refrigerator, and central heating and air. They have a community room, outdoor pavilion with a barbecue pit, and coin-operated laundry on site. They're a federally assisted elderly housing complex. $100 security deposit is required, and rent is based on your income. Rental rates can range from between $0 to $845 a month. Rental assistance is available, and they do not have any vacancies, but it's a good time to put your name on that waiting list. Contact Mindy Leggett at 337-599-2246. For TDD access, call LA Relay at 1-800-846-5277. This is an equal opportunity provider and equal housing opportunity.
All right, BMSC, Mr. Jim, looks like we got another phone call. Are you about ready?
Moi je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Mr. Jim.
Uh-huh.
Man, it's good to hear you again. I mean, there's been a off and on there, you know.
Yeah, right. And
yeah,
and
you was like a,
Charlie and I
was cracked. They had some misses.
It's a good thing. Charlie and I were taking turns being under the weather.
I'm glad you're feeling a lot better. And, well, like I always said, boy, when your day's going to come where you're going to just go prop up your feet, it's gonna, you're going to be missed there because, boy, everybody looks forward to talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Before I make a comment on the word of the day, Mr. Perron.
Hey, Brad.
I want to thank you very much for what a while back. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to ask you another family thing on the air.
Okay, go
we
ahead.
Have a little Perron in San Diego.
Yes. Yes, we have one. Actually, it's not there yet. We're waiting.
I'm sorry. I thought the last time I talked to Cody John, and then you told me it was expected. I thought it was about time.
But
so
you,
I said, let me see if we got another pair on. They're filtrating in California now. So.
Well, you're close, Brad, because it's this week. She's due. Actually, last week.
All over Texas and everywhere else. So they used to put some pair on and whatever, Gilreys, Swallows, and in California.
Absolutely. We're going to take over.
Good.
We're going to take over California.
Yes, sir. And I tell you what, your son's a fine man. Turned out to be a real fine man. He was a man before he was a man. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Very nice. I appreciate everything. And another thing I'm going to tell you about the word of the day. Mm-hmm. Mr. Jim.
Avez-vous.
Le vieux maison, when somebody finally got a chance to get a rug. Man, they had done something.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Some of them were hardly had some cracks in the floor.
Right, and remember I mentioned when the north wind was blowing hard, that
yeah,
rug would float.
And, and the more windows and the more houses. But anyhow, somebody finally had come back and put a rug in a kid's house. Man, the people thought they had moved in a new place, maybe.
Talk about, yeah.
I mean, they don't roll it sometimes. They don't roll it outside, let the sun hit it.
To soften
it
up.
Make it soft so they could handle it. You
yeah,
know?
That's
if,
right.
If you handle it kind of... If the weather was kind of cold, you couldn't handle it, but it would crack like some praline, those old rugs.
Yeah, it would dish it in.
Yeah, it was just a vinolio. Now, when they came out with the one that had a little cushion underneath it, man, you'd walk on that, man, say, man, you thought, the people really thought they had moved up in the world, yeah, man.
That's right. Oh, yes.
It made a big difference. But anyhow, nobody had talked about your words today. I just thought I'd come in with that.
But, Brad, you knew all about them, Rug. You grew up in that house on the Tate Cove Road, that big old-time house, right?
That old-time house, yeah. Uh-huh,
absolutely. Yeah. I bet y'all had some over there, huh?
Both Grandma and Daddy finally doubled the floor, and they was able to put a rug. The living room had the little tiny planks. The hardwood floor that he sanded and he varnished and all that. So that was a solid floor. It was pretty sealed in those days. But those old houses didn't have insulation and stuff in the attic. So it was pretty cool in there, yeah. Uh-huh. And he'd bound it up like a bunch of little puppies sometimes.
Well,
when Daddy put a rug, yeah, you're right, Mike.
Just to let you know, you talked about Cody, and is this week his baby's expecting.
Good. I'm good. I wish the best, and everything else he did, and our conversation a while back, I know this is the toss, but it's for speak what you want to speak about. But I want to talk about the rug and stuff like that, and thank you all very much, and I got what I asked you for the other day, Mike, so thank you all very much.
You're so welcome, and thank you for calling, Brad. Enjoy talking to you.
All right, man. Y'all take care, you know?
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right, and I can well remember... when the only source of heat in the house was the fireplace, and we'd go out there and you'd turn your back to the fireplace, to the flames, and warm your back. Then you'd have to turn around and warm the front, put your hands kind of closer to the flame to stay warm.
What I remember growing up was my Uncle Doug Pitt, and we lived in Pine Point over there, and he didn't have the fire. He might have had a fireplace, but what I remember was the iron stove.
Uh-huh.
I
say
a heater.
Right.
They put wood
A wood-burning stove.
Exactly. That's what I remember that very,
very
we well.
We cooked with wood-burning stove when I was growing up, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. So 363-2124, give us a call here. Mark and Mike and Mr. Jim, give us a holler.
All right. I'm looking here at something that Mark just handed to me, and this is a copy of the Gazette of July 1st of 76, and the specials for July 4th, and of course it says the store will be closed on Monday, July 5th, as agreed with other merchants, because the 4th of July was on a Sunday. But let's see. Some of the specials, folks. Cabbage was 7 cents a pound. Apples were 2 for $0.25. Cantaloupes, look at this, 35 cents a piece.
Wow.
Roosters, you could buy roosters at 39 cents a pound. And turkeys, self-basting turkeys, 59 cents a pound. And the fryers were 49 cents a pound. Hey, how about this? Fries bologna, £1, $1.09. Fries pure pork sausage, $1.29 a pound. And those, and crawfish, $3.59 a pound. Ground meat, 79 cents a pound. And that's just a few samples of the specials that they had at G. Ardoin's. All right, and of course, the picture here that Mark wanted to bring to attention.
New people arriving in Ville Platte.
Was, let's see, a warm welcome to Ville Platte extended to Dr. Nick Cantu and his family, who had just moved into town from Arizona. At the front door of the residence on MacArthur Street, as they were moving in, Dr. Cantu and his wife, Jeannie, and their children, Lisa, Audrey, and Alex. His office will be located at 801 Lincoln in the Dardo building, also occupied by Dr. Floyd. Engaged in general practice and surgery, Dr. Cantu has just spent 4 years in Arizona. And so anyway, that was in 1976. Regardez donc qui c'est qui est là. C'est Hillary. All right, let me put the mic up to you, Hill.
I'll show y'all a football program, Sacred Heart High School football program, 1953.
53.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll
read y'all the weight. This is the weight.
Of the players.
Yes, 175 is the heaviest player.
How about
on
that
the team.
Compared to today's weight?
Yeah, today is what, 250, something like that.
But they didn't have all that good stuff.
This was a big, and it was me, it was 175.
You were 175,
yes,
and you were the big guy.
I was the big guy.
Wow.
Bobby Stevenson was 170. Okay? He was another big guy. Abraham Richard.
Abe Richard.
Ham, we used to call him Ham. Uh-huh. He was 168. This is the three biggest on the lineup.
How about
you know,
imagine?
Bobby Swallow.
Yeah,
coach,
he was not very heavy.
120.
My goodness.
120.
Uh-huh.
And anyhow, seeing, I know that y'all, this program shows a lot of Neil Moran, Jack Correll.
Wow.
Tommy Rhodes, Abraham, Jack Correll.
The old ads.
Yeah, Bobby Stevenson. And this is the lineup. This is the first string backfield. Bobby Swallow, Carol Duos, me, Bobby Stevenson, and Brent Vidrine was the center.
All right.
Chupac, we'd call
him. Yeah, Brent.
So anyhow, this is a long look at the advertisement, Ville Platte Construction Company. You remember them, the Walter Duplessis? I worked for them. I was 13 years old.
Right. I love these old magazine and old things like this. This brings back good
memories.
Hey,
look at here. Jan Theater is air conditioned.
Yeah,
for
how
your
about
company.
That, huh?
Wow, look out.
And then they had the two-story. You know, they had the second floor.
Right.
I worked there, too. Dr. Gordon.
Yeah. How about that?
Joe Tate, Commission Board. All people that I think most of the people in Ville Platte knows all these
and
people.
J.W. Lau's Five and Dime.
Well, yeah.
We had many a cup of coffee in their lunch.
But look how they advertised it.
5 cents to $1 store.
Yeah, but yeah. We always knew it was five at dawn, like
yeah,
you said.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, listen, this is fantastic to look at all these pictures.
And I have one in 1950, but I can't find it.
Uh-huh.
I'll be darned. I'd like to see
that.
And
I'm looking here at this picture of the whole squad
yeah.
of 1953. Front row left to right, Gene Fontenot, manager. Grady Morin, Gary Vidrine, Terry Dardot, Patrick Swallow, Gerald Ortego, and Danny Correll, another manager. And second row left to right, Bobby Swallow. There he is, number 35. All right. Patrick Doucette, Max Fontenot, Tommy Rhodes, Andrew Poré, Brent Vidrine, Ray Fontenot, Jesse Swallow, and Michael Farina. Let's see, Jesse Swallow. Looks like Jesse Dean
that's
Swallow.
Him, that's
yeah.
Him.
That's Dizzy
yeah.
Dean.
Dizzy Dean, yeah. Reichel. Right. Back row, left to right. Hollis Chapman. All right. Uh-huh. Abraham Richard. Neil Morin. Bobby Stevenson. Hilary Hill. Captain. Carol Duos. Jack Correll. And Rene McDaniel. Defend Bobby McDaniel.
I remember all these guys. I mean, I wasn't there
at
the time, but I know
now.
Oh,
man, this is a treasure.
I'm telling you.
We appreciate that so much, you know.
Awesome, awesome. Duty Farina, I remember him.
Oh, yeah. Michael Duty Farina.
Absolutely. Okay, yeah. Hey, guys, we got a couple of phone calls. Mark,
let's take some phone calls.
All right, let's
all
see
right.
you
all later. Bonjour.
Thank you, Hill.
Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle? They must have given up.
Yeah, they were hanging on for a while. They probably did, but I have another
let's
one.
Let's pick up another one.
Let's see here what I'm going to do here. And then, all right, Charlie.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? I think they must have both hung up, huh?
Yeah, they must
have. Oh, wait, we lost.
Press line one.
All right.
Oh, wait.
Press line one.
Okay, now I got it.
Hello, who is this, please?
Bonjour, mes amis.
Garde donc qui c'est qui là, Miss Penny herself. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. It's a beautiful morning here at Fort Penelope. The sun is just coming up with a beautiful, beautiful sunrise over the mountains.
Wow, Miss Penny, we were just talking about you. We were wondering if you want a jet plane coming here tonight or you're just waiting for the right time to call. This is Mike Perron, by the way. How are you?
Oh, yes, Mike. I'm enjoying you being on the show, and I did hear Becky and Gene Buller this morning when they were talking about me, such kind words. I truly, truly wish I could be there tonight, and I will be there in spirit for sure. But I almost had a buddy talked into going, and she kind of backed out at the last minute, but it's been her dream to go to Louisiana. But there will be so many people there tonight worthy of meeting, and I'm very flattered. I really feel to be a part of La Tasse de Café is a privilege and just great fun. I mean, 4 hours a week I spend listening to y'all. Very, very seldom do I miss a show.
Well, you're kind of like a picture on the wall over here. We think of you often because you are a faithful listener. We appreciate that. And, you know, if you come to Louisiana, Miss Penny, you got to come see me at Fred's on Saturday mornings. You know, let's not forget that. So do your scheduling right, okay?
I wouldn't miss it. I remember my first visit to Fred's. It was just absolutely a hoot. Plus, I wanted to correct Buffy. I really mean never to criticize anybody who calls in, but Buffy was way wrong about that Bailey's formula, Mark.
You know, about the Bailey's drink?
You have to put more than a thimbleful in an 8-ounce cup, and you actually have to drink it in order to catch a buzz.
You have to drink it to get a buzz.
A hard time.
Oh, I see where you're getting at. Okay, now I got you. Now we got
all
you.
All right.
Yeah, but I think absolutely, Mike, you're going to be a wonderful asset. You know, for a while you had stopped calling in very much, but you always have something really wonderful to contribute. And this morning I want to contribute something that I didn't know. You know, the older you get, the less you know. When I was 18, I knew everything.
Right. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, we all did.
18 to 21, you're smarter than everybody else.
That's for
sure. Oh, you couldn't tell me a thing, that's for sure. So, dumbest redhead in town. But I found out about bread ties. Do you know about bread ties?
Bread tie? That's the little thing you tie to bread with? That's what you're talking about?
The little twisty wire thing that they put at the end of the bread package.
Right, okay. Right.
What about it, Miss Penny?
Okay, they are multicolored, and it turns out this is a code for when bread was baked. On Monday, it's a blue tag. On Tuesday, it is a green tag. On Wednesday, they do not bake bread. It's red on Thursday, white on Friday, yellow on Saturday, and on Sunday, they do not bake bread. So if you want to double check to catch the freshest loaf without just going around squeezing it or bending all the way over the floor, you know, or, you know, however your system is for catching the freshest bread, you just check the ties. So Monday blue, Tuesday green, Thursday red, Friday white, Saturday yellow.
So, now we know.
Like Mr. Jim says, you always learn something in La Tosse. And I tell you what, I had no idea. I never even really paid attention to, not the, you mentioned it, I know the difference.
The color of the tie.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that. I have to start checking it out instead of squeezing those loaves of bread and then putting them back behind her. I'm just kidding, but anyway.
Absolutely. Learn something new every day. Or is that, I wake up in a brand new world every day. But I hope everybody will turn out tonight and listen to the show, babies. And I hope Mayor Jennifer is going to be there. And everybody on La Tosse, but my prayers will be with you and my thoughts will be with you. So everybody turn out and give each other a hug. We never know when that might be the last time we see each other.
You're absolutely
that
right.
That is so true, Penny.
Well, anyway, God bless and au revoir, my friends.
Thank you so much for calling in, and one of these days you can make it back to Ville Platte. Thank you, Penny.
Bye, Miss Penny. Thank you so much for calling. Okay.
Let's see now. We've got loads of old newspapers, but maybe it's time we do a commercial. All right. Let's see. I can talk about. Let's see. We did not have the Ute story yet, huh? Let me talk about. That's right. Maybe he's been busy doing something. Let's talk about Sooner Auto Salvage. 2102 West Main in Ville Platte, offering a large selection of auto parts for any make or model of automobile, parts for motorcycles. And if they don't have the part you're looking for, folks, they'll do everything they possibly can to find it for you. Sooner Auto Salvage offers complete auto service. Work on transmissions, wheels, brakes, struts, starters, alternators, air conditioning, and more. And if you need a vehicle checkup, come and let their certified mechanics take a look. They remind you that all parts and labor are warranted. When it comes to parts, your choice, brand new parts or reconditioned parts. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you find yourself in need of wrecker service or towing service, call Sooner's Towing and Wrecker Service at 363-1960, 363 and 960. Come in and visit with owners Donnie and Amanda, 2102 West Bentonville Platte. Call 363-7226 for Sooner's Auto Salvage.
All right, let's see. I got one right here for you, Mr. Jim, and let's see what we got here.
Fondo Physical Therapy and Fondo Physical Therapy West have contracted with a number of local home health agencies to provide physical therapy services, including Evangeline Home Health and Ville Platte Home Health. If you're a home health patient, you have the right by federal law to use a physical therapist of your choice. Be sure to tell your physician and home health agency that you want Fondo Physical Therapy or Fondo Physical Therapy West. Therapists Tim and Susie Fondo remind listeners, if you're having problems with loss of balance, dizziness, or vertigo, ask your doctor if physical therapy would be right for you. Both Tim and Susie have special training in these areas. In Ville Platte, contact Tim Fontenot at 433 Jack Miller Road or call 363-0095. For the Vidrine, Pine Prairie, and Chico areas, visit with physical therapist Susie Fontenot at Fontenot Physical Therapy West in the Vidrine Community Clinic. Call 506-3510. They represent a combined 66 years of experience, and they put that experience to work for you. That's Fontenot Physical Therapy and Fontenot Physical Therapy West, where you're always a winner.
All right. Let's see if we got it. Okay, now we got it. I got to learn how to drive this jet, guys. Y'all give me a break here.
Right on. There's a lot of instrument controls right in front of you right now, Mike.
Absolutely. As long as I don't crash it, we're in good shape, Mr.
You're absolutely right. Let's talk about Jamard's Incorporated. And you know what? Jamard's Incorporated. Listen, you're not dealing with apprentices there. In business since 1948 here in this area. And they've got proven experience. And whether you need to have some gutters put around the roof, maybe you need to add on a sunroom, or if you're tired of high utility bills, insulated windows and insulated doors, replacement windows, steel doors, they can, and as I said, the gutters around the roof. And they also, right now, they're doing a lot of storage buildings, metal buildings, storage buildings, and call 363-1205. That's 363-1205, or visit them on the web, www.jamards.com. Jamards Incorporated, where comfort and technology come together. Okay, what now? We've got anybody on the phone?
Nothing right now, Mr. Jim. Waiting on another phone call.
Okay. And turning on mics and so forth?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see. Maybe I could talk about Raiders Insulation. And you know, that's Winston LaFleur with Raiders Insulation. He can help you reduce your energy costs. They offer commercial, residential insulation, specializing in existing and new construction, blown fiberglass and cellulose in the attic and walls. Foam insulation reduces moisture from coming up through the floors on houses off the ground on piers. Now, Winston will be glad to give you the different options when it comes to insulation. And free estimates, of course, financing available. So call Winston LaFleur at 337-230-5811. He can serve you en français as well as in English, 337-230-5811. Save money, save energy. Call Winston LaFleur with Raiders Insulation.
All right, Mr. Jim, we still got about 10 minutes left. Someone wants to give us a call here at 363-2124 and share whatever kind of experience or anything you want to talk about, Western Auto or anything from the past or anything going on at this time, okay?
All right, we'll look at some celebrity birthdays here, Mike. Broadcast journalist Barbara Walters is 90 years old. Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates, 76. Actor-producer Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas is 75 years old. Actor Mark Hamill is 68. Actor Will Smith, oh, he's funny, 51 years old today. Actress Catherine Zeta-Jones is 50. And actor Chris Owen is 39. Those are just a few of the many celebrity birthdays going on. So be sure to keep that in mind. And let's see what else we were looking at just a moment ago. Oh, yeah. How about, do you remember something in the world of sports that happened on this date in 1962? I'd have to be more specific. It had to do with boxing. Sonny Liston knocked out Floyd Patterson in the first round to win the world heavyweight title at Comiskey Park in Chicago. That was on this date in 1962.
All right. Mr. Jim, we got a phone call here.
Oh, moi je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Let me find a button here.
Blake Vidrin.
Blake Vidrin lui-même. Go ahead, Blake.
Hello, Blake.
I don't know who to ask for anymore because everybody that works there are friends of mine.
Oh, there you go. There you go. What's going on, my friend?
I want to just tell the people that are listening that I have been in business for 45 years. And I owe all of my success to KVPI. It's the best radio station in the United States.
Blake, merci beaucoup 1,000 times.
Oh, absolutely. That's some kind words you got, my friend.
Y'all have a good day.
Well, Blake, thank you so much for calling, buddy.
Okay, man.
All right.
We got another one, Mr. Jim.
Oh, we have another call. Yes. All right. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Ça, c'est Ernest qui parle.
Ernest, go ahead.
Ernest Frank, go ahead, Ernest.
Oui, comment ça va aujourd'hui ce matin?
Ça va bien, Ernest.
Mom, I have a question. I hear my mama always talk about that all the time. I want to know if that's true. A snake in April don't see.
How's that?
A snake is blind in April.
A snake is blind,
In April?
Yeah.
I
hear the old people used
before.
To say that when I was young, that a snake don't see in April.
I thought you were going to talk about the snakes called les fouetteurs, you know? But mm-hmm. No, I didn't know that. I hadn't heard about that before.
Yeah, my mom and my grandmother used to say that all the time.
Uh-huh.
A snake don't see in April.
Really?
All right, and you know, maybe that's when they're changing skin, because they do shed their skin, you know?
Right, okay.
Did they ever tell you why, Ernest?
No, they never say why. That's all they said is uh-huh. A snake don't see in April.
Yeah,
how
okay.
About that?
That makes sense,
so,
I
guess.
Moscone
pas.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, my friend, for calling, Ernest.
Sir.
Okay, let's see. We can talk about Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware right there at 1209 West Main in Ville Platte. And you can stop there for all of your hardware needs, folks. They handle general hardware and tools of all kinds. They've got the fasteners. They've got plumbing supplies and electrical supplies and welding supplies. All of your paint needs for inside and out, belts, bearings, metal, concrete steps. You need concrete steps, folks. They've got them in all sizes, too. Fencing, and so much more, and they specialize in grain bin sales, service, and parts. They're now a Vermeer dealer and handling your hay equipment and parts. So stop in and check their big, big inventory and equipment, or give them a call, 363-5528, 363-5528 for Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware.
All right, Mr. Jim, and we got another phone call if you're ready.
Another phone call, let's do that. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bon matin, Paul Pete La Peridon.
All right, go ahead.
Hello, Paul.
How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing good, my friend. What's going on?
Think about Mr. Jim when he takes a good sip of that coffee. You know, he says, ça fait du bien. He had an old saying, ça va, ça vient, ça fait du bien.
Uh-huh. Oh, ça. Good. Moi, je vais dire, ça fait du bien prendre une grosse gorge de café quand ma gorge est rendue sec.
That's right. That's right. Back in August, talking about the Funk Pop reunion, the museum's going to be open Friday. back in August, my wife's sister, they gave a surprise birthday party. And her 60th birthday party, and they had got Louisiana Express, which is an excellent group, and they had a special guest. We didn't know who it was going to be. Ended up being Johnny Allen.
Wow. Wow.
About that, huh?
Yeah, and he really performed well. He had a couple of different sets. But he mentioned that he said, man, I hadn't been to L'Hotel is over 50 years. He was talking about the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the Green Lantern, sure.
Uh-huh.
But anyhow, that's my two bits. We enjoy y'all's show for sure.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Paul. Call us again.
Yeah, Mike, you're doing a good job also, man.
Thank you, pal. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, you'd go to L'Hotel for the dance halls, you know, the Green Lantern and the Step-In Club. That was some popular places. Let's talk about Sester Young's Appliance, Furniture, and Floor Covering. And, of course, come over and visit with Mr. Rob Duplechin and all the staff at Sester Young's on 6th Street in Mamou. You know, they've been serving you since the year 1950. And that's a lot of years. And it's one of the oldest appliance dealers in the parish. Complete line of Whirlpool appliances and some Maytag washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and, of course, the stoves and furniture lines like Ashley for every room in the house. Free delivery and setup and special financing terms. So come on over and deal with Rob and the pros at Sester Young's on 6th Street in Mamou. And don't forget, they still have those combination heating and cooling units from 8,000 to 24,000 BTU by Frederick and Crossley at Sester Young's in Grand Mamou.
All right, Mr. Jim.
All right, you store it. Let's talk a little bit about you store it. And, of course, ça c'est pour Monsieur Floyd Swallow and all the staff at You Store It right there at 700 South Chatania Street. Look for the building with the big record in the front up there. And, of course, that's Floyd and all the gang at You Store It. And you can store. They've got climate-controlled and non-climate-controlled units where you can put your furniture, whatever you don't have room for anymore at home, you can put in those storage units. So be sure to come on by at your first opportunity. That's right there at 700 South Chatania in Ville Platte. And tell them hello for us. Et c'est tout. Je crois que c'est tout le temps qu'on avait pour le programme. La tasse de café pour mercredi matin. And tomorrow, Charlie's going to be here, I think, for the program. List of sponsors, please.
Oh, okay.
All right. And today's program has been brought to you by Jamards Incorporated, Stisol Physical Rehab Centers, Industrial Supply and Sports, Sooner Auto Salvage, Prairie Plana Plaza, You Store It, Self Storage, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery, Roy Motors, Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana, Sester Young's Appliance and Furniture, Blake's Pharmacies, Raiders Insulation Express, Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware, and Fontenot Physical Therapy. Until next time, au revoir, mes amis, que le bon Dieu nous bénisse et tous les États-Unis. Tune in again tomorrow morning, same time.